Welcome to The V-Word. I'm Carol Olson, your host. The V-Word is recorded in the studios of WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. Quoting bell hooks, when liberal whites fail to understand how they can and or do embody white supremacist values and beliefs, even though they may not embrace racism as prejudice or domination, especially domination that involves coercive control, they cannot recognize the way their actions support and affirm the very structure of racist domination and oppression that they wish to see eradicated. Earlier this year, the Feminism Project put a call out for white folks wanting to be anti-racist allies. They point out that being an ally isn't an identity, but rather it's actions that you do, hopefully all the time. For men wanting to be feminist allies, they list, speak up, know when not to speak up, educate yourself, how many people of color and indigenous people are in your friendship circle. Learning to be an ally means making mistakes and getting back out there again and again. Some people aren't using the word ally anymore, as it's been misused too much, but rather talking about solidarity. Today on my show, I have Kenneth Close of Positive No, talking about his development as a white male ally. Welcome, Kenneth, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
When you're talking about anti-violence work, how do you feel as a male and a musician with these issues? Would you consider yourself an ally or an upstander, or how do you see yourself in this topic area and through your artistry?
There have been a lot of hard lessons over the past year, I'd say, and kind of coming to terms with, you know, a long time of turning your head against these issues. I mean, right around the time we were constructing the song was probably the first time for me that I had to hit the pause button and kind of think about who I am and who I wanted to be as a white male and a musician. And, you know, the natural thing was to be an ally and trying to figure out how to do that and kind of come to terms with past behaviors that were just ignorant and passive. And I've talked to a lot of people like me who are men who kind of feel this way. They're kind of ashamed of the way they acted. And granted, like, I hate to make excuses on being raised that way or kind of in a once traditional household that a man should occupy certain roles and women are lesser than or anyone else for that matter. And so I'm slowly learning and working hard to just be a better person about that and work to identify with women, people of color, any other type of minority to give them a voice and just make sure that, you know, I'm being an ally on all front. And, you know, we've talked about this and it doesn't make you very popular sometimes, but, you know, it's good, important work in that regard.
Well, thank you
again for having us.
And we're going to play an excerpt from your latest song, Reinvent the Space, before we close the show. Thank you so much. We hope to have you back.
An impatient girl, I don't like to wait. I feel followed here by your shadow. We don't own your freedom, swim, make no way. We don't own your freedom, cut but don't stir.
For those survivors out there who are seeking support and who need a venue to speak out, there are options for you. In Virginia, you can call the statewide hotline at 1-800-838-8238, and a live person will help talk to you, help you find the resources you need. If you can't call or you don't feel safe to call, you can chat. Go to www.vadata.org/chat, or you can text 804-793-9999. Free, confidential, 24 hours a day. Someone is there to help you. You've been listening to The V-Word, recorded here in the studios of WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. Carol Olson, your host. For more information about The V-Word, to hear past shows of The V-Word, please go to theVword.org. To learn more, donate, or volunteer in community radio, please go to WRAR.org.